Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Finance Daily, episode 351. Here's what people buy when they spend impulsively by Kristen Wong of thewildwong.com. And I am Dan, your host here on the show. I'm here each Monday through Friday reading to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And to keep things minimal for this Minimalist Monday, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Here's what people buy when they spend impulsively by Kristen Wong of thewildwong.com. Work is crazy. Your schedule is crazy, and you feel like you're going crazy. You attempt to buy your way to calmness, so you hit up your favorite store or you hit the Buy Now button online. Somehow, you feel a sense of satisfaction, relief even. We've all been there. Impulse spending is certainly nothing new. That said, I recently stumbled on some interesting research about the kinds of products we buy when we spend impulsively. The findings say a lot about how we deal with money in general. Impulsive spending makes us feel in control. In a recent study published in the Journal of Consumer Research, researchers looked at the kind of stuff people buy when they spend impulsively. You'd think we would buy luxury items, right? Expensive chocolate, fancy clothes, frivolous gadgets, that sort of thing. Not exactly. Somewhat surprisingly, the researchers discovered that impulsive spending leads us to buy practical, useful things, like Windex. Quote, consumers who experience a loss of control are more likely to buy products that are more functional in nature, such as screwdrivers and dish detergent, because these are typically associated with problem solving, which may enhance people's sense of control. End quote. And there it is, the need for control. It's so easy to feel a complete lack of control over your own life, including your finances, that sometimes buying utilitarian products, like cleaning supplies or other household goods, feels productive. The study hit home for me because Amazon is often the first place I navigate to when I'm feeling burned out at work. Hitting buy now on something you need feels like you're accomplishing something, almost like checking an item off your to-do list. And when you're stressed and confused and vulnerable, that small accomplishment makes you feel better, if only for a moment. How impulsive spending backfires. This seems harmless, right? You need stuff, so you buy stuff. If it makes you feel powerful, what's wrong with a little utilitarian impulsive spending? My own Amazon spending is a good place to start in answering that. This past January, I realized just how out of hand my impulsive spending had become, so I vowed to get a handle on it. But I spent $695 on Amazon in 2016, particularly in September, when I happened to be working 50-plus hour weeks. Yes, it is embarrassing, but there it is. I spent nearly $700 in a single month, and the few months before and after weren't great either. How much Windex does a gal need? Granted, I was also planning a wedding around that time, and a fair portion of that was wedding-related expenses. However, it was also an expandable garden hose, a steel pet food dish, and, I'm not even making this up, two different kinds of window cleaner. Little expenses like this add up, and the worst part is that you convince yourself you need them, so you don't even track them in your budget. Despite having an actual splurge fund to at least limit my impulsive spending, I never even thought to categorize these expenses as splurges because they just seemed like basic household necessities. My point is, we know impulse spending is a bad habit, but it can also be an insidious one that we don't even recognize. Impulsive spending isn't always expensive brand-name clothes and shiny new gadgets. It's small, seemingly harmless purchases, like household goods we think we need, and that makes it an even more dangerous habit, financially speaking. Also, buying stuff to feel in control is a harmful illusion. When you buy your way out of stress, it doesn't exactly make the stress go away. It's still there. You just have some crap on its way to distract you from the problem. Impulsive spending makes you feel productive and in control, which is also dangerous because it can quickly lead to a lack of control over your budget and your finances. And that, of course, only makes things worse. By the time I realized how ridiculous my Amazon spending had become, I had already spent hundreds on non-essentials that I convinced myself were essential. A better way to feel powerful. There's nothing wrong with the desire to feel in control, but buying Windex is a really bizarre way to go about it. A better solution? Focus on making meaningful choices. Making decisions about things, even small decisions, will go a long way toward making you feel more powerful, especially when those choices are tied to something more meaningful than the junk on Amazon. Author Charles Duhigg talks about this concept in his book, Smarter, Faster, Better. In an interview, he explained how people can be taught to feel more powerful. Quote, "You make clear to people how their choices, how their actions have these positive outcomes. Then you put them into situations where they actually have to make controlled choices, and in doing so, they learn." End quote. So first, come up with a meaningful goal. For example, if you feel stressed and powerless at work, it might be a better job. Then, rather than focus on the things you can't control, focus on the things you do have control over, then make choices related to your goals in order to feel more control over them. Those choices could be as simple as picking a friend to help you update your resume, deciding when to talk to your boss about your grievances, or choosing a new profile picture for your LinkedIn page. Unlike impulsive spending, these choices don't just provide a short-term illusion of control. Because they're related to your goal, they actually do put you in control, as you're making progress towards something meaningful. Don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with the occasional splurge, but don't trick yourself into thinking spending is an accomplishment. You just listened to the post titled, Here's What People Buy When They Spend Impulsively, by Kristen Wong of thewildwong.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money, and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And that's it for another Minimalist Monday show. I will be back tomorrow for the 4th of July episode with a post from PT Money all about becoming your own financial expert. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.